There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Forward thinking.
Right then, getting into a look at some of the things that we can get up to this week. It's definitely a busy week. You know, I'm going out tonight, Steph.
Is it a bill paying night?
No, I've already done that. I've already done that earlier on in the month.
Filling up the car with petrol?
I'll do that on the way home because I am going out, so I might need a bit more petrol. But I'm going to see a show.
Oh.
How about that?
But I don't think there's anything on at Dubai Opera tonight, is there?
No, there's nothing on at Dubai Opera. I'm going to see a show at the Dubai World Trade Centre that, Shrutha, you went behind the scenes on the other day.
I did. So it's called Turok, The First Flight. It's an Avatar-inspired Cirque du Soleil show.
I have seen the advert for this on Shadeside Road.
It's a big one, isn't it? You can't miss it.
They always are, aren't they, Cirque shows?
Yeah. And it's a prologue to the Na'vi world, you know, that we all got familiar with when we watched the James Cameron film,
so
Avatar.
Everyone's going to be blue?
Yes. And the costumes and, you know, the characters. And so it's set before what happened before the Avatar movie takes place. And it was amazing. I got this backstage experience. I saw all the props, met the puppeteers, met some of the characters. Amazing, amazing experience.
She came in that day to work coloured blue. She, you know, she was all blue all over.
Did you meet the guy who has to do the washing and get the blue out of everyone's clothes?
No, but I do know that they have their own washing machine that they carry around with them.
They need it, won't they?
Yeah,
yes,
apparently.
I think so.
Yeah, they do it. They wash it after every show, or the costumes.
They're amazing, these touring shows, because I went to one over in Taiwan and went backstage, and they actually got school. And, you know, some of them were taking the children on tour with them, and they'd actually got tutors, and it was a little school.
That's a cool way to grow up, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. Imagine that.
Like this running away to join the circus with mum and dad. That's awesome. Yeah. I love Cirque du Soleil, watching the tricks.
Yeah, I do as well. I don't think there's anything quite like it. It's
you're always on the edge of something could go wrong.
Yeah. And even the some of them have clowns, don't they, that come in. I mean, but they're not like your typical circus clown, you know. But they'll come into the audience. I've been, you know, and they're, you know, making fun of you and laughing at you and stuff.
It's terrifying.
Like that.
I hate being dragged on. It's my worst thing.
Audience participation.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
No.
Nope. Yeah, I get far away tickets, so there's no audience participation.
Mark
whatsoever.
Loves it.
I know. I figured.
Yeah.
Anyway, I spoke to Tanya Burke. Now, she plays one of the main characters in the show, and Tanya says it's a lot of physical exercise.
From the moment that that we appear on stage as main characters, we each have about one break per act, around 30 seconds to get some water. And other than that, you will see us on stage for the entire show. The stage is very big, so we're what's running around, kind of driving the storyline. And so we're running, we're squatting, we're doing acrobatics, we're fighting with puppets and other Na'vi the whole time, and it is a marathon.
I bet it is.
I bet they work, aren't they? She said you just get a break, what, every
30 seconds, every act.
To get a glass of water.
Yeah. And even the costume changes has to be really, really quick, and you don't have time.
Nothing makes me feel more unfit than going to a Cirque du Soleil show.
How many containers did you say they flew all that gear in?
68, I think. So as much as 4 airplanes, that's how much stuff they have to travel with. And even the stage, everything that was set up was something that they've shipped. So it's not like they've bought it here.
Wow. Well, we're going to be doing a special on it later in the week. Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday.
All right, so stay tuned to the ticket if you want to find out more about that. And you can buy your tickets. They start at 295 dirhams for the new Cirque du Soleil show. Moving on to Monday. And you can probably guess that I did not find this information.
No, you didn't.
And Miss Shruthi did, because it's about football, which I know nothing about. But you can spot some Manchester United players around town, apparently.
Yay! And Liverpool and Celtic and Aberdeen. They're all here.
I'm trying to think about Manchester United players that I know that I could spot around town. And I think the only one would be Ryan Giggs.
He's retired.
He's retired now, yeah.
Oh, Rooney.
He's gone to Everton.
Oh. Zlatan Ibrahimovic?
I would not have a clue. He could be next to me.
He's the guy with the ponytail.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Paul Pogba with the coloured hair, like one streak of coloured hair.
No, I just think it was an out there parent in the vegetable section. I wouldn't know him. But they're not in action till next Monday. How come they get to come so early to Dubai then?
Because they have a week off. So they're going to do some sun training, you know, because this is kind of like hot season for them.
For the purposes of radio, I did just roll my eyes.
You can't blame them, can you? Coming from the weather that they're having.
Of course,
and they do need
a bit of sun.
Imagine playing football in those temperatures. I'd never work that out. You know?
Terrible. It's hardly any money.
Yeah, it's a warm weather sport, if you ask me.
But I did get an email just now saying that if you're a Liverpool fan, then you can probably see them in action next Sunday, 14th of January, because they're going to be playing Manchester City at Zayed Sports City.
Hang on a minute. United versus City?
No. Oh. City versus Liverpool.
Versus Liverpool, right. Yeah.
That's still a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. It's a very big deal.
Yeah. So Man City, Liverpool next Sunday at 14th of January at Zayed Sports City.
Have you got your tickets for that, Shruti?
No. I'm not a City fan, nor am I a Liverpool fan, so I will not be going.
Does it matter? Don't you just watch it for the game?
No.
I think so out here, but you know, with because we don't get these big players, these famous players as much out here, then it'd be a real spectacle.
No, I'd much rather go to Old Trafford.
What was the last football match you went to?
I took my son to Old Trafford, Manchester United, to watch Chelsea and Manchester United. A bit of a story on this one. Hmm. He is a Chelsea fan and still is. And, you know, I got the tickets and I booked them with this sports company who took me there and put me up in a hotel and great, you know, we'll give you a tour and everything. But they put us, and he got his Chelsea scarf on, they put us in the Stretford End, which is like a die-hard Manchester United stronghold. Oh. So I said, get your scarf off, put in your jacket. You know, so I kind of stood there. Who are you supporting, guys? We're neutrals, you know. We just come to watch.
We're neutral. I bet that goes down well.
Yeah, I've just come to watch them. You know, we live in Dubai, so we don't see it so much. And you know, all these bruisers stood around us, and a little bit of blue coming out of the bottom of his jacket. Push your scarf up. Yeah. Bit scary.
That's amazing. I last went when I was 13 years old to see Newcastle United, and it was £5 to get in, which is about 30 dirhams. No, 30 dirhams to get in. Yeah. You could just buy a ticket as you went along, and you went through the turnstiles, and they put me in the Gallagher End, which again...
Okay, is that Newcastle diehard end?
Yeah, I think so, and it was pretty rough because it was terraces, and there was no seats back then. So it's just like a piece of flat ground, then a step down, then another big piece of flat ground, then a step down. So you've got people standing on all these steps.
Yeah.
And every time they scored, which they only scored once... People would all push forward.
Yeah.
And I can remember just spending the rest of the match going, please don't score again, please don't score again.
That must be a long time ago, because they stopped that. They actually, you know, got rid of that terrace.
I know, I'm only 21 now, so it couldn't have been that long ago. I can't remember the year. So we're doing that on Monday. We are looking for Manchester United players who are going to be in town.
Yeah, if you spot any, let us know.
Yes, please.
Right then, on to Tuesday. And, well, how about watching a movie outdoors at the backyard at Dubai? It's happening each and every Tuesday from 7:30. And this week, they're showing The Hangover.
If you want to go to Vegas without me, that is totally cool.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, Phil and Stu, they're your buddies, and it's your bachelor party.
And those two love you.
Boys and their bachelor parties, it's gross.
It is gross.
I just wish your friends were as mature as you.
They are mature, actually. You just have to get to know them better.
Now this is Vegas.
Through a night we'll never forget.
What happened last night?
Am I missing a tooth?
Oh. Whose baby is that?
Check its collar or something.
I looked everywhere. Nobody's seen Doug.
I don't think I've ever been this hungover.
What's on your arm?
You were in the hospital last night.
The only important thing now is that we find Doug.
It's a funny movie, but it's not big and it's not clever.
What?
We have to say that, don't we? The Hangover.
Yeah, I think we do, yeah. Tickets for that are 75 dirhams, including unlimited popcorn, a hot dog and soft drinks. And it's located at the Steigenberger Hotel in Business Bay.
Yeah, it's quite a cool hotel. Now, you have got a little announcement to make, haven't you, Shruti Rajendran?
Yeah, so the Man City-Liverpool match, you're watching it on the screen. The fan zone has opened. So that will be on the 14th if you're headed to Zayed Sports City. So you can meet other Manchester City fans, get together for the fan zone and watch the game together.
Yeah. Can all be together watching telly.
Like-minded blues.
Yeah. Lovely.
We're still getting a lot of messages coming in for our afternoon club today. We've already given away the prize, but it's nice to know what you're up to.
Yeah, I think we should read the odd one. Like, we should have a thought for this person who hasn't put their name on here, but oh, how awful would this be? I lost my wallet on holiday and I've been running around trying to make police reports, applying for new Emirates ID, driving licence.
Uh-oh.
More complicated than I thought. And our familiar soothing voices are keeping him sane. So, that's good, isn't it?
It is good, isn't it?
Marilyn
says, I'm eating spicy banana chips, which are naturally gluten-free, with my chai. Just giving this tip for any gluten-free intolerances fellows out there while sending this shout out.
We've got someone else who is doing what I think everyone thinks about doing on a new year, decluttering the apartment.
Mm.
That's on my list. Get rid of all the clutter in my life.
I thought you'd done that. I thought.
Ongoing job, innit?
What about that Union Jack table that I've got my eye on?
I'm going to do that very soon. However, I would love to do your house. Whenever I think about doing my house, I think I'd love to get my hands on Mark's house.
And you know the first thing that would happen? The first thing, all my pictures...
With celebrities.
With celebrities that I've interviewed over the years. Off the wall, into the bin.
Get them off.
We don't want to see Quincy Jones. We don't want to see George Benson. All be gone.
Fill the halls and put some lovely magnolia paint on top of it. Forward thinking. We certainly are. We do this every single Sunday. Sunday we suggested going to see the new Cirque du Soleil show, which sounds really, really good. It's called Turok. You've got tickets, you're going tonight.
Yeah, I'm going tonight. You might see an extra avatar in there, and that'll be me.
And we're also going to have a special on it on Tuesday. It's not an avatar, is it?
No, a Navi.
A Navi.
A Navi.
Navi's a real avatar. It's close.
Right, okay, well, I'll go as a Navi.
It's close. Yeah. As close as you have to get.
Now, Monday, you might want to do a little bit of footballer spotting as some Man U players are going to be around town. They're not in action until next Monday, but they're heading to Dubai for some training in the sun. Lucky lads.
If you haven't seen The Hangover, or if you have seen it and you loved it and you want to go and see it again, then you can do that outside, which I think it's nice, and you can go and watch movies outside. It's happening at the Backyard Dubai, which you can find at the Steinenberger Hotel in Business Bay.
Right then, so we're on to Wednesday.
I'm going to stretch a bit. I don't know if you know the story about Mark going to advanced yoga by accident, Shruti. But it's brilliant.
Yeah, it happened in Thailand, in where was it? In Phuket, yeah. And I was on a press trip at this lovely one and only resort. Mm. Really, really fancy. And they said, you know, you've got to go and try some yoga. It's our specialty thing. Yeah, so I walked in the wrong room and, you know, they all give me a mat and I rolled it out and everything. And there was lots of other people around me and the instructor came in and we're all nodding to each other and off we go. And the first stretch nearly crippled me. And after that, I lasted about a minute and I was flat out on the floor and everybody's looking at me because all the other people could all do it and I couldn't, you know. So I picked up my mat and I said, I think I'm in the wrong class. Walked, skulked out.
Yeah. Well, you've got a chance to do it again, to give it another try.
Is this beginners?
On Wednesday, 7:30 p.m., which I think is a nice time for yoga if you're a beginner.
7:30 at morning?
No, not yet.
Not all night? No. Yeah. Right.
Okay. After work, when you've had your tea.
Yeah, okay.
Ah, maybe you're not sure.
Do you do it on a full stomach, though? I don't think you do.
No,
do you?
Probably not. Empty stomach, no.
But 7:30?
I'll have a late tea.
Yeah. So, dynamic, physically demanding, it's been called. Happy with that?
Yeah, why not?
Synchronises your breath and your movement to produce an internal heat designed to purify the body.
Now, it's great for building core strength. So I take it your core is your bones running down your middle, your spine, is it?
Your core is like your solar plexus. I don't know how to explain it.
Stomach.
It's your abs,
tummy.
Man.
Yeah, abs. Right, okay. Mm. Well, it'll help build and strengthen your abs and tone the body. But they only have space for 20 people, so it's first come, first served.
And it's at Tai Chi 2, which is House of Om, in Jumeirah, 7:30 p.m. That's on Wednesday night. I don't have any abs. I don't have any core strength.
But you can build it.
Huh?
You can build it.
You can build it, but how do you start?
By taking deep breaths.
That's it?
Yeah. You hold it in for longer, and then you let it out slowly, and you count your breaths.
I get the feeling you do a bit of this stuff.
Yeah, I used to be a dancer, so I used to have a lot of core strength. I learned ballet for a bit.
Okay.
So, yeah, not
anymore.
So
all you have to do to build your core strength is breathe.
We can do that, Steph.
We can do
Even
that,
I can do
we?
That, yeah.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. To start, I mean, you're not going to get super fit by doing that, but at least
Gwen Stefani's doing more than just breathing.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Way more.
All right, so we could start with the breathing and then we could...
And then we'll work up to something like this.
The yoga.
Yeah. I'm not going to do the Thai one again.
No.
Right then, so that's a little bit of yoga for you on Wednesday. Getting on to Thursday, and McGettigan's annual Comedy Fest is back for its 8th year with 4 of Ireland's top stand-up comedians who are going to be taken to the stage. One of them is Fred Cook.
When I was 7 years of age... My sister woke me up a week after Halloween, pretending it was Christmas morning. Can mean as that. Like, she came into my room at 4:30 in the morning, right? Going, Fred, guess what? Guess what? I was like, what? John, it's 4:30 in the morning. Like, what's going on? Is Mom dead? She was like, no, even better. It's Christmas morning, can you believe it? I couldn't believe it, but when you've no homework done, what have you to lose, huh?
Sounds good, doesn't he?
Really good.
Irish accent. You can say anything you want.
Yeah, and it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Carl Spain is on the bill.
I like having a bit of crack with my friends or whatever, you know, as we all do, I'm sure. That's really, you know, you're different to me. How would you expect us to relate to you, Carl? But I have this thing I constantly do. It's involuntary. I can't stop myself. Like, I'd be in, one of my friends, we were on the tube in London, right? And I'd stayed with her for the whole weekend. She put me up, you know, fed me, which wasn't easy. And she's heading on to work, and I'm getting off to change tubes to go to the airport. And no one talks to each other on the tube. Everyone's looking at the paper, not talking, just, all right, ignore everyone, pretend there's no one here. And as I get up, told her, and I just turned, and as I'm walking off, I went, anyway, I'll talk to you soon. Let me know if I'm the father. And I go and leave her to deal with it. Everyone in the car. Strangers were becoming friends. Did you hear what I just heard there? Did I imagine that?
That took me a little bit by surprise. I was not expecting that.
No, me neither.
Hey, do you know the last email that I saw about McGettigan's, which I really want to talk about, but I was just heading off on holiday, was that you're not going to be able to smoke anymore?
In JBR.
Yeah, and I was like, come on!
Yeah, I thought I was going to say you'd be happy.
Oh, well, happy. You can now go to McGettigan's and wake up the next day and not have to wash your hair and all your clothes.
Yeah.
But I wonder if there's people out there who aren't happy about that.
I'm sure there will be.
I'm sure there will be. Yeah, people that smoke cigarettes, yeah. So that was Fred Cook. Carl Spain, we just heard that. Now, Barry Murphy, he's on the bill as well. And here he's explaining European affairs back in 2014 as his German alter ego, Dr. Gunther Grun.
At the moment, Europe in the Eurozone is like a train driving into the future towards China. Obviously. And driving the train is who?
Germany.
Of course, Germany's driving the train. So Germany's driving the train, and France, in this context, France would be the ticket inspector.
Okay.
He looks important, he's dressed very well. Essentially, he's punching holes in things, and he's no access to the moolah.
Okay.
Essentially, he's doing Germany's bidding. He doesn't know. He thinks he's involved and officious, but he's not. So France would be the ticket inspector. Spain would be the fellow sitting down in the chair, staring out the window, pretending he's paid for his ticket, when everyone on the train knows he has not. He's trying to avoid France's gaze, and Italy would be the fellow hiding under Spain's chair, trying to avoid detection. And Switzerland would be the fellow at the front of the train who can talk to everyone on the train in their own language, but chooses not to. He prefers to sit there eating his pheasant or widgeon in a Ferrero Rocher Jus.
And Ireland?
Ireland would be the fellow coming back from the toilet, trying to find a seat. He can't get there because England's in the way. England is the fellow with the trolley, with his own little micro-economy. He's moving along, thinking that he's not going to the same place that the train is going. But let me tell you, England is going to the same place that the train is going.
Comedy would be so much easier to do, I reckon, as an alter ego.
Yeah.
To put a voice on, and it's not really you doing it.
It's not you.
Yeah, it reminds me, actually, you know Rob Chilton? Who comes in and does Just for Boys on the show. One April 1st, I got him to pretend to be a German doctor. And he talked about doing complete facial transplants so you could look like your favourite celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, so you could prink yourself
to
make yourself look a little bit more like Kim Kardashian, for instance.
Okay.
And people believed it. And then I went as far as having him be a person who'd done it. And my boss was like, nah, pull that. We can't use that one. I might dig that out sometime.
Yeah, I think you
should.
When
he's in, it's really good.
Yeah, we'll play it by surprise. So
he does Crazy Doctor really well.
Does he?
Mm.
Right. Okay, anyway, there we are. That's happening at McGettigan's, the annual comedy fest. Tickets are 50 dirhams for entry before 10 p.m. and come with one free burger and a selected drink. That's at JLT.
And no cigarette smoke the following morning in your hair. Isn't that lovely? So moving on to Friday, you can watch India's Oscar entry this year. It's called Newton. It's happening at Diff 365 at Vox. Now, Diff 365 is the Dubai International Film Festival. It's movies that they are showing for you. I think they have a new one every 2 weeks. And it's brilliant. It's a way that you can keep on seeing art house movies without, you know, having to wait for the film festival to come around
every
year.
Exactly, yeah. It's a Hindi political comedy with English subtitles, and it's received glowing reviews since its world premiere at the Berlin Film Festival, where it won the CICA Award.
Since then, the movie has been well received on the global festival circuit, including at Tribeca, Hong Kong and Edinburgh. And if Edinburgh love it, then I think we will too.
Yeah. And finally, on to Saturday, you might want to head over to the Sharjah World Festival, World Music Festival, to watch Vicente Amigo perform as part of the Andalusian Night. Let's have a listen to him. Thank you.
don't know about you, but that is exactly what you need to bring you back from all of that New Year excitement and first day back at school rush and
yeah, it's
back
adorable.
To work.
It's soothing music. We should take that when we go and do our yoga. We'll take that as the background.
It's really
music.
Good.
It's lovely, isn't it?
I love it. If you would like to watch that live, 60 dirhams is all it's going to cost you at the Flag Island Amphitheatre. It's happening in Sharjah and that's Saturday the 13th of January. Put it in your diary and head along there.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.